Hey, listen. You know you can tell me anything. Look, I can't guarantee that I'll be into it, but you're not going to scare me off, okay? I want you to feel that you can say anything. You can ask me for anything. It's okay. Take your time. You want me to do what? You'll have to speak up. I didn't catch that. You want what? Well, what do you mean by that? That can mean a few things. I need you to be more specific. What exactly do you want? It's really cute how nervous you are asking me for this. It's so hard to say. Tell me. I won't laugh. I won't freak out. I promise. Yeah? Really? Okay, and what else? Well, there's more, isn't there? So what else? Are you sure? You sure you want that? Yeah? I mean, why? What makes it so hot for you? Are you blushing? Tell me why you like it. Yeah, why does that turn you on? And is this something you've wanted for a long time, or is it fairly recent development? Really? So, what do you think brought that on? I mean, where do you think it comes from? Why do you think this turned you on? I'm just curious. I'm trying to understand. Okay, yeah, I guess that makes sense. You've thought about it a lot, huh? About why it turns you on. Got it all figured out, haven't you? Well, that is interesting for sure. Listen, thank you for sharing that. I realize how difficult that was for you. I'm really glad you feel like you could share that sort of things with me. No. No, I'm not gonna do that for you. Why? Well, because it doesn't turn me on. It doesn't, not even a little bit. I just don't want to do that for you. It's not sexy to me, and to be honest, I don't really understand what makes it sexy for you. Well, it's just not sexy. It's really not. In fact, it's a little messed up, isn't it? Yeah, it is. I think you know it. That's why you were so afraid to tell me, because you knew it was kind of messed up. You know, you're blushing again. I think it's because you're ashamed of yourself for asking, and maybe you should be. Yeah, well, I'm sorry, but I just can't. You know, I'm extremely open-minded, but I can't do this for you. I just can't. I can't lower myself to something like that. I'm sorry, baby. Oh, you look so disappointed. You wanted this so badly, didn't you? Isn't that too bad? But some people have standards. Are you actually that upset? Aww, why are you upset? Talk to me. Is it because you're embarrassed or because you're disappointed? I think it's a little bit of both, isn't it? You're so ashamed, but you still want this so much, don't you? That's hot. What? It's just, I don't think I've ever seen you like this before, so desperate, so uncomfortable, so wretched. Of course it turns me on. I mean, I can't help that any more than you can help being turned on by... Oh, you don't even want me to say it now. It's okay, we don't have to say it again. I know you wouldn't dare be angry with me. Not for clearly expressing that something is a hard limit for me. Isn't that a thing you do from time to time? And don't I always, always respect those limits and never push the matter further when you've made yourself very clear? Doesn't the same respect extend to me and my limits? Do I lose the right to say no just because I'm in the dominant role? Do you get everything you want just because you call yourself submissive, regardless of my feelings? Is it all about you, all the time? Please? You wouldn't be trying to pressure me, no? Then what is it? You just want to whine about it? Put and sulk because you were so sure that if you found the courage to tell me, I would just automatically agree and to indulge you? Yeah, well, that's not how this works. Your feelings aren't the only ones that matter. Don't you care about what I want? You know that what you're asking me to do is fucked up. Just because you've come to terms with it, do you think it's reasonable to ask me to accept to agree to it immediately? This is the first time I've ever considered such a thing. You've been fantasizing about it for so long, each time convincing yourself that it's a little more normal. It isn't. It isn't normal. Did you really just say, please, again? No. No means no. I don't want to hear that word again. How mortifying to confess this secret, fucked up desire, to have someone you trust enough to tell and trust enough to ask, and to still be so afraid to tell me because it means so much to you. Have you been fantasizing about this? About what it would be like if I said yes? You have, haven't you? Spread your legs. Why don't you touch yourself? And look at me. And tell me how you hope this would go. I'll help you. Touch yourself. I think you knew you'd be afraid to ask me, but you would have fantasized about me being into it. Maybe you've imagined that I'd confessed it was my secret fetish too. No? Well, certainly that I'd be a little more enthusiastic about it. Maybe that seeing how turned on it made you would excite me and make me eager to fulfill your fantasies. Even if I wasn't particularly into it. Seeing you so desperate for it would make me want to do those things to you. Maybe you thought it would make me wet when I saw what I was doing to you. Is that closer to the truth? But you know that's not how it goes, right? Keep touching yourself. Tell me how you imagined it, how you hoped I'd make all of your dreams come true. No, you tell me. Describe it. I think you want to. It is a turn on to see you like this. I can get something out of your depraved fetishes anyway. Okay. And what else? That's not all. Tell me the rest. Good. Well, I can tell you with absolute certainty that I will never do that. I'm sorry, I can't make myself want something any more that you can make yourself not want it. Though, maybe you should try. God, look at how hard you are. Maybe you'll find someone who will say yes. There's got to be another freak out there somewhere. Though, I suppose, how will you ever work up the courage to ask anyone again? What? No, that's it. Good night. I'm leaving. You said please. Again, after I've made it clear in a dozen different ways that I'm not interested and I'm not willing. Red, this is the hard limit for me. If you won't respect that, then we're done here. No. I think you need some time alone to think about just how selfish you've been tonight. I hope it was worth it to get that off your chest. Good night.